from the First Presidency, prepared to share by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. I have a friend who prays every day to meet someone who is prepared to receive the gospel. He carries a copy of the Book of Mormon. One night before a short trip, he decided to carry a pass-along card instead. But in the morning, a spiritual impression, when the Holy Ghost tells you something, came. Take a Book of Mormon with you. He put one in his bag. A woman he knew sat next to him on the plane, and he wondered, is this the one I should share the gospel with? She rode with him again on the return trip. Now, he thought, how should I talk to her about the gospel? But then she started asking him questions. She asked him about the Book of Mormon. He explained that it was Scripture, another witness of Jesus Christ, translated by the prophet Joseph Smith. She seemed interested, so he reached into his bag and said, I was impressed to bring this book with me. I think it is for you. She began to read it, and they parted. She said, you and I need to have more conversations about this. What my friend could not know, but that God knew, was that she was looking for a church to go to. God knew she had watched my friend and wondered about how his church made him so happy. God knew she would ask about the Book of Mormon, and he knew she would be willing to be taught by the missionaries. She was prepared, so was my friend, and you and I can be prepared too. Pray for a chance to meet the people who want something better in their lives. Pray to know what you should do to help them. Your prayers will be answered. You will meet people prepared by the Lord. Note, adapted from A Child and a Disciple, and signed May 2003. Go to friend.lds.org and click on One in a Million to hear how Lily from Hawaii and others have shared the gospel. I can talk to others about the gospel. You can make an I can. Take a clean can and fill it with questions others might ask about the gospel. With a friend or family member, take turns pulling a question out of the can and practicing how you could answer it. Above are a couple of example questions to get you started. Why do you go to church? Why don't you drink coffee? End of the article, from the First Presidency, Prepared to Share, by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Read by David Shaw.